Hi, my name is Darren Joseph from HEJ Tax. We're the team that seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of cross-border taxation. And today we have the honor and the privilege of having a conversation with Jonathan Brooks. Jonathan, would you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Darren. That's very kind. My name's Jonathan Brooks. I'm a financial advisor with Hoxton Capital Management. And at Hoxton Capital, we've got regulated offices in different jurisdictions across the world, including the US, of course, the UK, throughout Europe, and the Middle East as well.
Okay, fantastic. I know, you know, things are in a state of transition. One expects a new government to be in place soon, et cetera, et cetera. But generally speaking, what is your outlook on the UK economy?
I think on the whole, Darren, most experts agree that we're probably through the worst of the inflationary concerns that we've had. That should mean, and we should start seeing an easing on the interest rate pressures towards the end of this year, depending on what happens with regards to reaction to a potential change in government. As you say, we have to have a general election, so there will be some sort of change, a complete change of ruling leading party, I should say. We don't know, but so all things being equal, we should start seeing interest rates coming down, which will help ease things up a little. The world economies at the moment in terms of returns have been really driven by artificial intelligence, by computers. You might have heard people talk about the Magnificent Seven driving the S&P 500. We don't at the moment see any relaxing of that demand, and that's pulling things through. The outlook is reasonably positive, I think, for the UK and the wider economy, with the usual caveats to expect some volatility, particularly around election times, particularly around interest rate falls or when interest rates are expected to go down. But generally, I think we're through the worst of it.
Fantastic. Jonathan, thank you very much for sharing so much of your insight. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
They can find us on hoxtoncapital.com or look for Jonathan Brooks on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you very much.